the ERS.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Call Pippa on 021 446 0567.
Today is World Diabetes Day, and it's a significant date, obviously, for anyone living with diabetes and for family and friends who want to support them. And it's particularly significant in South Africa when you consider that at least one in every 11 adults in this country has a form of diabetes. And instead of focusing on the directly medical aspects of the disease today, I thought we'd take a bit of a lifestyle look at the condition and share with you a magazine and online platform that is all about connecting people living with diabetes and sharing lifestyle advice and encouraging one another to live a normal, healthy life and manage the condition properly. It's a great pleasure to welcome on the line with us Bridget McNulty, who's the editor of Sweet Life and herself a type 1 diabetic. Bridget, lovely to chat to you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. So lovely to talk to you.
So glad you could have space for us today, given that it is World Diabetes Day. I'm sure you are running from conference and function to the next one. Bridget, I mean, before we talk about the significance of the day, let's talk about your own story. When were you first diagnosed?
I actually just celebrated 10 years of diabetes 2 weeks ago. And my diagnosis story was very dramatic. I was 3 days away from a diabetic coma.
Gosh.
Had all the common symptoms, didn't know what any of them were, and neither did any of my friends and family. And so that's always the first thing I say whenever anyone says, let's talk diabetes. I say, let me tell you the 5 symptoms.
So tell me what they are.
Thank you. So it's increased hunger, increased thirst, blurry vision, needing to pee a lot, especially at night, and feeling constantly exhausted. And I had, literally, I was a textbook case. I'd lost, with type 1 diabetes, you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
That's not the case with type 2. But aside from that, all the symptoms are the same for type 1 and type 2. And when I was first diagnosed, all the information I was given was extremely depressing. It said, now that you're diabetic, you're at increased risk of heart failure, kidney disease, blindness, amputation.
Gosh.
And nowhere in any of that did it say, or you can look after yourself and take your medication and exercise and eat well and live a perfectly normal, happy, healthy life, which is what I'm doing now.
That's great to hear and so important for other people to hear who might be sitting where you were 10 years ago, minus a couple of weeks. Bridget, Sweet Life, tell us, was it your decision to found it or did you find something that was already existing and decide to make something of it?
So we decided to start, it was with two partners. We decided to start Sweet Life 6 years ago and for exactly that purpose, to show that there is an inspiring side to living with diabetes because it's a chronic condition. It's not something that's ever going to go away. And so you need to be able to find a way of managing it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 5 years, we did a print magazine that we sent out 4 times a year. And then the whole world moved digital. We moved digital with them. And so our website is sweetlifemag.co.za. And our Facebook page is Diabetic South African. And we now have a repository of all the information from 20 issues of magazines online. And it's all checked by experts. We never publish anything that hasn't been medically verified.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a community space. So it's a space for people to be able to talk about daily life with diabetes and the difficulties and the frustrations and to be able to connect with other people who are living with the condition, whether they're struggling or doing well. It's just a space for us all to share what it's like.
Yeah, I think it's such an important thing you've done, creating that platform for the sharing of stories, because to hear someone like you saying 10 years down the line, it's manageable, you can live a healthy and happy life. I mean, I've been flooded with press releases this week about all the different things associated, including the one that came in this morning saying that there is a high link between diabetes and depression. And I think having a place like yours where people can share their stories and glean some hope from other people's successes is one way of combating that risk of feeling overwhelmed and feeling alone in this. Bridget, I mean,
and also having a space you can go to if you're having a bad day and saying, like, look, I don't know what to do. This is what's happening with my blood sugar. This is how I'm feeling. Often it's difficult for family and friends to understand. They can try as much as they can, but it's so helpful to have someone else who completely understands what it's like and can say, hey, I've been there. It's going to pass. You're going to be okay. Or like this week we had someone on our Facebook page and she said, my blood sugar's through the roof. I don't know what to do. I've been to 5 different doctors. She's living in Secunda. She was like, honestly, I don't know who to turn to next. And I'm really battling. She was really battling with depression. And it was one of our most shared posts ever. The flood of support coming in was extraordinary. And it was from people in the area saying, this is my doctor, go to this guy, he'll help. Go to this diabetes nurse educator. Like, the amount of support that's available is extraordinary. And it's kind of amazing that we live in this age that it's immediately accessible to us on our phones and on our computers. I think we're very lucky in that way.
You really are, compared to somebody who might have been diagnosed 30 years ago and not had a lot of information, not had the internet available to go and Google, although sometimes that can be counterproductive. But I'm thinking of the psychological sort of importance here of needing to, for example, stick to a medication regime. And I'm thinking particularly of the young diagnosed diabetic and the teen who's probably feeling resentful of the diagnosis and doesn't like the fact that they're different to their peers and doesn't want to be seen taking medication in front of them or injecting themselves, etc. I think it's really important for them to find people who are just like them on a site like this to help them get used to that fact that they have got to make this part of their daily management.
And that you can look totally normal and act totally normal, and it's not something that, when I was first diagnosed, I thought all diabetics were pale, sickly children. And I only realized recently it's because someone told me that when Claire Danes was in Little Women, she actually died of diabetes. I don't know if that's true.
Oh,
but
goodness.
That image of like the pale, sickly, wasting away person, it's not true. Diabetics are climbing mountains and scuba diving and traveling the world and having healthy babies. I mean, these are, and that's like part of my thing is I've done all these things. It's totally possible to do anything you want to do. And you just have to be in good control, and you have to take the medication, and you have to eat well and exercise. And funnily enough, all the things that we're supposed to do as people with diabetes are all the things that we're all supposed to do.
Exactly.
It's not that there's a special diet. It's not that there's special exercise. We just have extra motivation to do all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Bridget, I mean, just before we run out of time, are there any misconceptions? You already named one, the misconception of what a person with diabetes looks like. But are there any sort of other myths you'd like to shoot down in closing? For those listening who are not, who've not had personal contact and experience with diabetes, what would you like them to know about you?
I think it's difficult as a diabetic to be told by strangers what you can and can't eat. And by difficult, I mean extremely irritating. Everyone has their own diet, and everyone does follows the approach to eating that they feel is best for them. But I know I did it before I was diagnosed. I say to people who are diabetic, should you be eating that? And it kind of adds an extra layer of insult to injury. I think people need to be respected for the choices that they make, and whether those are good or bad choices. As a diabetic, I don't need a stranger telling me what I should be doing with my life. I mean, none of us need strangers telling us what we should be doing with our lives.
Indeed. Bridget, I just want to repeat the contact details for those listening who might want to join your community and go exploring and read up more about diabetes. The website is sweetlifemag.co.za. It is an absolute treasure trove of information, including a long list of medical professionals that I am noting down for future interviews. Thank you very much. But you mentioned a Facebook page as well.
And our Facebook page is Diabetic South Africans.
Diabetic South Africans, if you're looking for them on Facebook. Bridget McNulty, editor of Sweet Life. Are we allowed to say happy Diabetes Day? I guess it is in this case.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Pippa.